Jonathan Price here on 93.1 The Border. And during the afternoon show, we are going to start recognizing somebody during these interesting times in a segment I like to call Heroes in the Borderland. Know somebody who's going above and beyond during these days. Email it in to info@931theborder.ca. Tell me what they're doing and why they're so awesome. Include their phone number so we can contact them this time each weekday to talk to them live on the air and let them know that somebody thinks they're a local hero in the Borderland. And now we have Monica Seuss with the Fort Francis Family Center on the line. Hello, Monica.
Hi.
And so what made you get involved with a group like this? It's obviously worthwhile, but what inspired you?
It's just fun. I love being with the people.
I'm so glad to hear it. What a wonderful answer. And I'm certain that it's not a one-person crew, even though we're recognizing you at this moment. Is there anybody that you want to, you know, put a shout-out to on your team there? Because I'm certain you're working so hard, especially now.
Definitely Tracy and Bill. They're with me every day helping.
That's so wonderful. And I know that I know some of the people personally that are working really hard. So I wanted to get to this. I know you're not very comfortable with it, but Sherry Shine, one of the other people that has been involved in the Fort Francis Family Center, emailed this in and said, I want to nominate Monica Seuss and John Seuss, a local pharmacist, for all your hard work that you've done in keeping the family center operating when the community needs it most. Monica, Sherry says that you have contacted so many service groups requesting donations and help getting the word out, while your husband, John, he's gone to town hall meetings to make sure that you're getting the correct info regarding the town's view on the family center. He's been helping out with some heavy lifting when needed. Now, Monica, you have spent thousands of your own dollars to keep the center afloat when donations were scarce. Is that true?
I'm not saying.
Okay, you know what? I didn't want to put you on the spot, but if you have, that is fantastic. Everything you're doing is fantastic. Apparently, you've done regular shopping trips, even to Costco when you've been in Winnipeg, all to keep the center stocked with supplies. These are Sherry's words for you. And it's wonderful, a caring environment. People are so glad to be involved with this, and I know you're a big part of it as well. Many of the homeless in our community, Sherry goes on to say, would be starving on the streets if it wasn't for Monica and other people's heroic efforts. So, Monica, we want to say on behalf of Sherry Shine and everybody at 93.1 The Border, thank you for being a local hero and all the best. And you're at the Family Center right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so you're continuing to work hard for our community. I mean, is there anything else that you'd like to get out there about the amazing work that you're doing for a really important segment of our community?
I would just like to tell everyone that if they have time after this is all over and they'd like to come and volunteer, we have a lot of fun here.
Monica Seuss from the Fort Francis Family Center, thank you so much. And you are our local hero in the Borderland today. Hope you have a wonderful evening, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.